Welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. The top dollar quarterbacks bomb in 2022. No matter where you work, there will always be someone that makes the most money on your team. And in the NFL, that highest paid person on most teams is the quarterback.
Yes!
In this weekend's opening round of the NFL playoffs, there will be 12 talented quarterbacks playing in the 6 first round games. Of the 25 highest paid players in the NFL in 2022, the top 12 positions are all quarterbacks. Occupying that number 13 spot was Aaron Donald, that talented defensive lineman for the Los Angeles Rams. And after that, there was a mix of quarterbacks, wide receivers, and defensive standouts. But let's talk about the top. Drum roll, please. The winner and highest paid NFL player in 2022 was Aaron Rodgers. In Green Bay, the 39-year-old Rodgers was paid $50.3 million this year. His team finished a very weak 8-9 and failed to qualify for the playoffs. Rodgers' salary is nearly 20% of the entire team's payroll. How would you feel if you were one of his Packers teammates earning just $1 million this year, or just 2% of Aaron Rodgers' pay? Would you believe that your offensive leader actually earned his paycheck this year? Would the team be better served without such a highly paid prima donna at quarterback? Now, at your office, how would you feel to learn that the senior person in your work group is earning 50 times what you made last year? And though that senior staffer's job may be slightly more difficult than yours, both of you still work very hard to meet departmental goals and objectives. Now, whether it's in the huddle on the football field or at your office, this pay disparity is bound to cause some friction with at least a few of your teammates. Let's meet the second highest paid NFL player, Denver quarterback Russell Wilson.
Sell, sell, sell!
And like Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, the Denver Broncos did not qualify for the playoffs this year either. In 2022, Russell Wilson, who formerly played in Seattle, was handed a nifty $50 million signing bonus by the Denver Broncos. And he'll continue to earn about $50 million per season for another 4 years. Denver finished 5-12 this year with Russell Wilson. Last year without him, they went 7-10. Bad trend here. The Denver Broncos locker room does not seem to like Russell Wilson either. Though he led Seattle to a Super Bowl win many years ago, his passing and running skills have obviously diminished with age. It's not Russell Wilson's fault that Denver offered to pay him such a lucrative deal. The Denver Broncos management should take the blame for that. This team will pay for the mistake, though, for years to come. Coming in at number 3 in our survey, Arizona quarterback Kyler Murray. As you may have surmised, the third highest paid player in the NFL also plays for a team which posted a losing record. After finishing 4-13 this season, the Arizona Cardinals immediately fired their head coach, Cliff Kingsbury. That's because it's cheaper to fire the team's head coach than to dismiss an entire football team, which was paid $230 million this year. The Arizona Cardinals' ownership and management, much like in Green Bay and Denver, are to blame for offering such a big money contract to their young but petulant quarterback. Kyler Murray often whined about how underpaid he was in prior years. After the Cardinals surprised the NFL by going 11-6 to reach the playoffs last season, the quarterback immediately demanded to be paid as if he was a top-level NFL quarterback. He even took to social media to announce it by saying, in all caps, just in case we're deaf, "Actions speak much louder than words in this volatile business." Okay, well, it worked. Your brand new contract, Kyler Murray, pays you a cool $46 million a year beginning in 2022. And he'll also get another 4 years with even higher pay. It was a great deal for him. Well, today reports began to surface that Kyler Murray's Arizona teammates were not very happy with either his attitude or his performance on the field this season after receiving his big new money contract. And when a team regresses from 11-6 last year to 4-13 in one season, the highest paid guy on the team is going to hear some of that criticism. Of course, Kyler Murray has denied any allegations and claims that he worked even harder this year than he did before. Kyler's hard work did not translate into enough wins for his team, though. The Cardinals went 3-8 during his 11 starts this season. And finally, coming in at number 4 on our list, Deshaun Watson of the Cleveland Browns. Now, Deshaun Watson, who's best known for settling personal lawsuits with massage therapists in Houston, was not allowed to play by the NFL until game number 11 this year. And the Browns were already a mess by that point, as Watson finally took the field for the Browns for their final 6 games. Last summer, Cleveland made an offer to Houston to take quarterback Deshaun Watson off their hands. He signed a brand new 5-year deal with the Browns, and that was for $46 million per season. Though Deshaun Watson went 3-3 as the starter in the last 6 games this year, Cleveland, like Green Bay, Denver, and Arizona, did not make the NFL playoffs. In case you were wondering, here are the remaining of the top 12 highest-paid NFL players this past season, all of whom are quarterbacks. At number 5 came Patrick Mahomes of Kansas City. There in the playoffs, he makes $45 million. At number 6, it's Josh Allen of Buffalo. There in the playoffs, he makes $43 million a year. At number 7, Derek Carr of Las Vegas. Not in the playoffs, but he still made $40.5 million. At number 8 is Dak Prescott with the Dallas Cowboys. They're in the playoffs, and he earns $40 million a season. At number 9, Matthew Stafford for the Los Angeles Rams. They're not in the playoffs. He made $40 million this year. At number 10, Kirk Cousins with Minnesota. They're in the playoffs, and he makes $35 million a year. At number 11, it's Jared Goff with Detroit. They did not qualify for the playoffs, but he will still earn $33.5 million this year. And coming in at number 12, from the Washington Redskins, it's Carson Wentz. Yeah, they're not in the playoffs either, but he still took home $32 million. Of the 12 top-paid NFL players in 2022, only 4 of that dozen is appearing in the NFL playoffs beginning this weekend. A different way to look at this might be this way. 8 of the top 12 highest-paid NFL players are on the 18 worst teams in the league. Oft-injured Baltimore Ravens quarterback and former NFL MVP Lamar Jackson is going to be trying to ring the NFL jackpot soon as he becomes a free agent. And as we've just shown you, Baltimore's statistical chances of making it into the playoffs in the future might actually decrease if the Ravens do break the piggy bank to pay the recent going rate for top quarterbacks to Lamar Jackson. And at some point, I just want to see one NFL owner say, no thanks, good luck with your next team. Yeah! Yeah! I don't blame the players for accepting the money being offered. The owners, as always, are the primary culprits about why these contract costs keep rising. And they have a very nefarious reason that they're doing it.
I'm all ears.
As we've covered here at SwampSwamiSports.com on more than one occasion, the average NFL franchise owner was already quite wealthy prior to purchasing a football team as an investment vehicle. The owner simply wants that new investment to earn a profit every year and, more importantly, grow in value over time. And hopefully your NFL franchise will increase in value more than if the owner had invested the money into a particular stock or bond. As long as the NFL fans continue to pay for increased prices for tickets, parking, and concessions at the NFL stadiums, and they watch a variety of television providers bid up the rights against one another to televise every game, the NFL franchise values are still growing quite nicely. Some franchise owners just like to be part of an elite club. Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones seems always ready to be seen on camera, though other owners prefer to remain in the background. For the owners of the 14 NFL franchises which did qualify for this year's playoffs, they should be pleased that their team is succeeding. And don't expect any significant organizational changes from most of those 14 playoff teams once the season ends. After all, there can only be one Super Bowl winner. So this weekend, the other 18 NFL franchises, players, and organizations will be sitting at home watching on TV just like the rest of us. Some of the non-playoff teams like 9-8 Pittsburgh and 9-8 Detroit finished strong this year and have some momentum moving forward. Don't expect too many changes from them. Other teams like 7-10 New Orleans or 7-10 Tennessee may likely tweak a few things in the offseason as they're hoping to return to the playoffs in the next year. And some of the teams have already fired their head coach and others in the organization. All they can sell their fans right now is hope. Yes, even the lowly Houston Texans, who, by going for a two-point conversion in their final game at Indianapolis, cost themselves the number one pick in next season's NFL draft, well, they'll try to create the illusion that things are going to improve soon. As we know, hope springs eternal. Circus owner P.T. Barnum had it right over a century ago when he reportedly said, "There's a sucker born every minute." I'm Swamp Swami.